AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. One of the convicted killers who cut their way out of a prison in upstate New York on June 6th has been killed.
Richard Matt was killed by police nearly 3 weeks after he and another killer broke out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, according to an official with knowledge of the manhunt. David Sweat is reported still at large. The encounter with Matt took place near Malone, a town about 10 miles south of the Canadian border, in the midst of New York's lush Adirondack Park. The site is about 40 miles northwest of Dannemora. Searchers tracked the pair through items they left behind at a couple of hunting camps and cabins in the area. The prison was built in 1845. The escape was the first ever from its maximum security section. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Obama is joining calls to take down the Confederate flag in the aftermath of last week's shooting rampage that left 9 church members dead in Charleston, South Carolina.
The president says the Confederate banner was always far more than a mere expression of pride and Southern ancestry.
For many, black and white, that flag was a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation.
Now he says the carnage at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church has opened America's eyes to the pain it's long been causing. At the funeral for slain Pastor Clemente Pinckney in Charleston, he said retiring it would not be political correctness, but an acknowledgement that slavery and Jim Crow were wrong. Mark Smith with the President, Charleston, South Carolina.
An historic ruling today in the U.S. Supreme Court. AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports same-sex marriage is now legal nationwide.
The decision, which was written by Justice Kennedy, said that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution applies to same-sex couples as well as heterosexual couples. And it's really the culmination of decades of lawsuits over gay rights in general and more specifically about marriage.
This is AP Radio News. You may have to learn to get along with a little less of yourself. AP correspondent Rita Foley tells us Disney World is banning those selfie sticks.
A Disney World spokeswoman says selfie sticks are a growing safety concern for visitors and cast members. So they'll be banned beginning Tuesday at all 4 Disney theme parks in Orlando. Selfie sticks will also be banned at Disneyland Resort in California and at Disney parks in Paris and Hong Kong. What if you forget and bring your selfie stick anyway? Disney says they'll hold it for you so you can pick it up later, or you can go back to your car or hotel room and leave it there. Message received. I'm Rita Foley.
Body positivity was on full display today on the steps of the New York Public Library as 3 women had their naked bodies painted in front of lunchtime crowds. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.